America's first atomic bomb was made at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico, and for decades the work there centered on designing nuclear weapons. In more recent years, some at Los Alamos have puzzled over ways to stop the spread of nuclear weapons. That work is all the more important after last week's nuclear summit in Washington, where nearly 50 nations promised to do more to safeguard dangerous nuclear materials. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
This is not exactly a swords into plowshares story, but it comes close. It's not a story where the nuclear weapons are themselves turned into pruning hooks, but it is about how the expertise of those who built America's nuclear arsenal is put to use finding ways to stop the spread of nuclear weapons. The story starts deep below ground at one of the buildings at Los Alamos, where Philip Hipes works. He coordinates the lab's research and training in the nuclear nonproliferation field.
We call this the schoolhouse because all IAEA inspectors since 1980 have come here to this part of Los Alamos to get training in non-destructive assay.
The IAEA, of course, is the International Atomic Energy Agency, whose inspectors travel all over the world to confirm that states with civilian nuclear programs haven't hidden or diverted dangerous materials for bombs. Non-destructive assay is just a fancy way of saying that Hipes and his team train the inspectors to use radiation detectors to determine what they are handling and how much of it there is. There's a Geiger counter on the small table to measure the background radiation so that those in the schoolhouse can be sure they are not getting a high dose of radiation.
You can see we've got lab benches, and we split the inspectors up, very small groups, typically two inspectors to one instructor, and they are given the instruments, they measure the materials, and actually learn why and how the measurement techniques work.
Los Alamos has trained some 5,000 inspectors for the IAEA over 30 years. They've come from more than 40 countries, according to David Bracken, a former deputy group leader.
Every country that has sent someone to the agency as an inspector, we've trained them.
The program is a good deal for both sides. The IAEA gets the benefit of Los Alamos's expertise. The lab's engineers design several generations of radiation detectors, small and large. The inspectors get trained by the same people who design the equipment, and they have access to the substantial stockpile of plutonium and highly enriched uranium that the lab possesses. The U.S. gains enormous influence in the international effort to keep states from acquiring nuclear weapons. One set of detectors can determine whether a sample is plutonium or uranium. Another kind of detector is round and heavy and can accommodate cylindrical cans in its core. This equipment is used to determine how much plutonium or uranium may be present. Bracken and Peter Santee, a training coordinator, demonstrate.
So here's an example of what a can may look like that we put in. Goes in like that.
And during the course, we teach the inspectors to center the item within the container. If it's a small item, that would be even more important, and center it vertically.
So we make sure we teach them proper measurement technique, what they want to look for, what they want to try to optimize when they make their measurements, to try to improve their precision and accuracy. Close it up like that.
The job of the IAEA inspector is to confirm whether the declaration a government makes about its nuclear materials is true or not. So the inspectors must be able to determine and measure unknown nuclear items in the field, says Peter Santee.
We give them an item, we say, we don't know what this is, we think we have some ideas, but please tell us what it is. What that does is gives them the confidence to be able to analyze the data and determine what's going on, what type of material it is, how much is there. Determine an unknown and give it properties and say, this is what I know about it.
These techniques are especially valuable when inspectors go into Iran, which they do frequently. For years, the government of Iran has provided only partial information to the IAEA about its nuclear programs. So these inspections, the ability to determine the presence of various grades of uranium or plutonium, are crucial. All the inspectors who go to Iran were trained at Los Alamos, says Philip Hipes.
One of the inspectors that was recently sent was being taught by Pete here the week before, and then the next week was put on the team that was sent to Iran.
There are a lot more activities going on at Los Alamos in the effort to contain the spread of nuclear weapons. Among them, the lab builds demonstration models of equipment installed at ports to monitor shipping containers for dangerous nuclear materials. It cooperates with many individual countries to provide radiation detectors that are permanently installed at nuclear facilities to keep an eye on the materials round the clock without the presence of human inspectors. And it works on creating safe ways to move dangerous nuclear materials over long distances. The goal is to make the world safer from the very weapons Los Alamos was created to build. Mike Schuster, NPR News.